Well, the Federal Reserve has cut interest rates for the second time this year. It's a move meant to stimulate a slowing economy and to ease pressure on a weakening job market. But the decision comes with real tension. Inflation still running above target. The disagreement within the Fed suggests there's no clear path ahead. Chair Jerome Powell called it a risk management move, warning that policy is not on a preset course. So what does this quarter point rate cut really mean for consumers, especially homeowners and buyers and borrowers, as borrowing costs start to shift again? Well, joining us to break it all down is David Hall, President and CEO of Hall Financial Group. David, good to talk with you again.
Hey, good morning, Lloyd. How are you?
I'm good. The Fed cut these interest rates for the second time. It's a move to jumpstart, he says, the slowing economy. From where you sit, is this cut a confidence booster or a caution signal for the economy?
I think it is very interesting what's happening right now. I would say that the Fed is almost begrudgingly lowering rates. So this is the second time, you know, in the last two meetings they've lowered. So we've gotten 50 basis points, 25 and 25 out of the last two cuts, which is certainly helpful. Credit card interest rates are going down. Home equity line interest rates are going down. What you're going to pay on a car loan is going to go down. But the language that Jerome Powell is using in these meetings is very worrisome to the markets, because basically he threw a wet blanket on the last cut yesterday. Mm-hmm. I thought the most interesting thing he said is a reporter had asked about cutting again in December, which, of course, the markets love to look forward. And he basically said, like, at best, it's a 50-50 proposition. And the market did not like that. I think a lot of folks think that there's another rate cut coming, and he's saying he could be done. Now, there's a lot of inner turmoil with the Fed. There are dissenting members. I bet that these meetings are highly interesting from the standpoint that you have one guy that wanted to cut 50 basis points. You had another guy that didn't want to cut at all. That's been reported. So just very interesting times in terms of what's going on with the Fed. Although they did ease yesterday, which is nice, it's not exactly a vote of confidence for the market that there's more coming, which I believe the market needs.
What is it that Powell said at the podium there that made investors think that, you know, the cut won't be coming?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, and I was watching it. So a reporter had asked him about the market already pricing in another quarter in December. Mm-hmm. And he said, I would not advise that. And the reporter went deeper to say, you know, a lot of folks have got another quarter priced in December. And he said, we are not for sure lowering in December. And what the markets took out of that and what all the splashy headlines are going to be is, at best, it's 50-50. I think a lot of folks thought it was an 80 or 90% chance that the Fed was going to continue to ease based on this easing cycle. And that was really the story of the day, is Jerome Powell saying, there's a good chance we're not lowering in December. And now all of a sudden you've got, you know, market types, folks that watch this very closely are thinking, okay, this could just be two little quarter points and then we could be done, versus, hey, we're on a track to lower rates. Because the benchmark rate now, Jamie, 3.75% to 4%, there is still a ton of room to the downside. Think about, if the Fed were to lower three more times, 75 basis points, we'd still be above 3% on the benchmark rate, which historically is not a low interest rate environment. So the fact that they're stubbornly kind of sticking around here at 3.75%, 4% in terms of, you know, the trading range on these rates is really interesting, and especially for big companies. If they want to hire people, do they want to invest more? Do they want to borrow more? When interest rates are at the levels that they're at, I think we're going to continue to see more layoffs. I mean, it's just a part of what you're going to get with this type of interest rate environment. So, again, a wildly interesting meeting yesterday.
Well, and then there was this idea. Everybody kind of thought that this rate cut was coming. But then with the government shutdown, some of the data that they oftentimes the governors use to evaluate whether or not a rate cut or a rate raise is necessary, it wasn't coming. And they weren't getting the full scope of the picture because of the shutdown. How much does that impact their thinking going forward?
There's another very interesting piece of all this is, you know, one of the analysts said, you know, we're not flying blind, but we're in a bit of a fog, you know, and I thought that was a good analysis just based on the fact that just with everything that's going on, you know, trying to get inflation under control, seeing that the labor market isn't nearly as strong as we thought it was with all the revisions to the downside, then sprinkle onto it a government shutdown, and you've got dual mandates and then maybe not as much information as you might like. And I wonder if that's part of the reason that Powell really was extremely, you know, not enthused about December lowering rates. I think that they really, you know, he always talks about them being data driven. And, you know, when this government shutdown ends, we got to get some more data to find out where is this economy, because I think there are a lot of unknowns. But one thing we know is that the employment picture is a lot worse than anybody thought over the last 6 to 8 months, again, with all the revisions to the downside. Every one of them, every one of the revisions has been worse. There haven't been any revisions to the better, which was another reason that the termination happened from President Trump with the leader of that organization.
Speaking with David Hall, President and CEO of Hall Financial Group, and, you know, David, as someone who watches consumer sentiment closely, what advice would you give to people who are trying to make financial decisions in a time when Chairman Powell says, you know, there's no risk-free path?
Yeah, it's a great question. So over the last 30 days, we've seen the lowest mortgage interest rates of the year, which is good news. We've seen some relief in mortgage interest rates where basically they came down about a full point from the low sevens to the low sixes. So there have been a lot of consumers that have been saying, hey, I'm going to wait for rates to come down until I get back into the housing market. Well, to some degree, that has happened. And there are other incentives for folks that want to get out there and purchase. I think in our great state of Michigan, one of the little known secrets is one of the best times to buy and to get a deal, quote unquote, or more value on a home is in the winter months. There's less competition. And the folks that are listing their home are obviously very serious about it. You know, there's a lot of listing that goes on in the spring and summer. But if you're listing your home in the wintertime, potentially you need to move, which creates value for the buyer. So I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity because of the lower interest rates and the increased inventory in Michigan in the housing market for someone to buy. The other piece I would say is basically anybody that bought a house in 2023, 2024, or early 2025 needs to look at the possibility to refinance, because with rates being at their lowest levels that they've been in a while, there's an opportunity maybe to cut your monthly payment, and you should definitely look into it.
David Hall, President and CEO of Hall Financial Group. Always great to speak with you, my friend.
Love the show. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Coming up, we are on the fourth day of the college tour. We're at Michigan State University. It's sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, and we'll be speaking with the CEO of Farm Bureau next at 6:49 on JR Morning.